Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Lock and Load, and I'm speaking now. He's deep in the heart of Utah, dude. Salt Lake City, which I think is deep in the heart of Utah. But anyway, he is the student of the gun, the professor, that being Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Right here in front of me, I have a copy. Mine was very advanced. Mine was very early on. It's autographed. It has a very poignant message to me in it saying shoot straight, which is really good advice for me. How to shoot better than a Navy SEAL. How's that book doing on the old Amazon rankings there?
Well, it's doing well. We had a really good first week on Amazon. And it's funny because my good friend Nicholas Orr, who wrote the Pipe Hitter series, just released a book as well. And so he and I are dueling it out for the number one new release spot in the various categories.
Right.
But that's cool. That's cool.
So that's like and then the last category? That's where they were finding.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, Amazon is never going to go all in for gun stuff.
Uh-huh.
But what they do is they break it up into outdoor shooting, outdoor sports, and then they have a subcategory like shooting sports and shoot, and they have one that's called shooting in hunting. So, whatever.
Yeah.
It's where all the dudes have their books.
And right now you were the number one dude.
I was the number one dude. Yeah, like I said, I'm fighting it out with my buddy Nicholas Orr, but that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, actually, if you'd like a copy of it, I can get you one. I'll talk to my bro. But Nicholas Orr's new book is called The Pipe Hitter's Guide to the Modern Minuteman.
That's the new movement, isn't it? The Minuteman movement. That seems to be coming back. I see all these guys doing Minuteman videos and all of a sudden, and he wrote a book about it.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, if you read your history, if you know history, if you embrace American history, that's part of your legacy. It's part of our legacy. It's our heritage. And we shouldn't be ashamed of it. You know, some people are made ashamed of it because they listen to the media or they listen to pundits or Hollywood or whatever. But one of the things that Nick pointed out in that book is that the idea or the concept of a citizen soldier is not new. It goes back, and we didn't invent it. You know, people are like, oh, Americans, we invented citizen soldiers. Actually, we didn't.
Right.
It was codified by Queen Elizabeth I in England. So the modern citizen soldier movement, if you could call it modern, is 450 years old. It's not like, you know, if you listen to the media that militias are some kind of modern right wing extremist, you know, it's like, no, actually it's not even close to that. So that's one of the things I think you'll appreciate about the book is how he went into the history of the citizen soldier and the trained bands and the militias and how it's not this new, despite what Hollywood or the media would tell you, it's not something new. It's not something nefarious. It's actually part of our heritage. It's part of our history.
Well, you know, for whatever reason, militia, vigilante, and everything, that all of those words, you know, I don't mind the vigilante moniker if it were to pop up because that just means you're vigilant and you're fighting evil, right? It doesn't have to be about Paul Kersey and Death Wish.
No, as a matter of fact, you know, we had in the West when there were, you know, obviously very few organized police departments, you would have one guy. And then if there was a big problem, he would deputize people for the duration, and they had what they called his vigilance committees, you know?
Right.
They were actual, and that was just citizens who were vigilant against crime and rustling and thievery and so forth in their communities. Brother, we need vigilance communities or vigilance societies in our communities.
All over the place. All over the place. Except, I guess, except in New York, where in New York they penalize you for that.
That's right. I saw that. The guy stopped a robbery or stopped a mugging, and they arrested him. And what did the Stasi, the New York Stasi, call him? They called him the vigilante.
Yeah, and the other thing is that the woman that he saved wishes he had not used a gun. She appreciates it, but, you know.
She's a brainwashed slave.
Yep.
But, you know, that's what you're going to get when you live among slaves.
Yep.
You know,
that's
quit acting surprised.
That's the problem. But, I mean, that certainly doesn't need to spread to our locale. But it wouldn't spread to our locale. Or
no.
I've never heard of that anywhere else.
That's nuts, man. It's nuts. But, you know, you reap that which you have sown.
Yep.
And the people of New York are reaping what they have sown.
Now, for most people, the first line of defense is going to be a handgun, and Paul has a book out called How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. And it's either number one or number two, depending on however the duel is going right now. And here's the thing. It's a very interesting thing, Paul. I don't think I've told you about this. Super Dave sent me a sort of a list. And it's interesting how close the two of you are in your approach.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not really surprised.
I got to ask you, how far did you skim? Have you skimmed? Have you been browsing?
I've been browsing. I've been browsing.
Did you put the book in the water closet so that you have to read a chapter every time you have a constitutional?
Every time I have to go, last week was very busy, and I took it with me everywhere. When I got there, I just never got a chance to skim to it too much. But I have skimmed through it, and some of the stuff, like the dry fire thing. I know that you're really big on dry fire. I looked for that just to see what your thoughts are on that, and that's where I drew the conclusion that you and Dave are very close to your approach is very close to each other.
Yeah, dry fire is extremely important, but the big caveat is you need to have training, because people who are like, oh, I'm gonna dry fire, I'm gonna teach myself by dry firing.
But, right.
Ooh, no. Yeah, don't do that. Because what you're gonna do is you're gonna do 500 incorrect trigger presses.
Right.
Then you're gonna develop training scars that a teacher's gonna have to help you remove.
Now, the thing about the book is not long, so, I mean, it's not a very long-winded book, and that's the way it should be, because the fundamentals are not long. He does have a glossary of handgun terms to help the uninitiated. That'll be nice for some of them, I'm sure. Maybe you should send this out to some anti-gunners, because they don't know what they're talking about, you know.
They don't care.
99% of the time. So.
Well, you know, there is the AP style book.
The one?
The Associated Press, the style book. You ever had a copy of the Associated Press style book?
Ever had a copy of the Associated Press style book. You can tell me about that in the next segment.
Okay.
Now I'm all agog that I'm about to be told about the stylings of the AP from Paul Markle. But you can find Paul Markle at Student of the Gun. You can find his book, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL, in addition to all the other books. He doesn't know how many he's written. You can find those at Amazon and probably at Student of the Gun as well. Got a lot of questions for the professor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm not going to do that.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Back talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun, and he's about to tell me about the style book from the AP, which I didn't know they had a style book, but anyway, tell me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I spent about 30 years almost writing for, you know, print publications, and one of the things that I picked up, 20 years ago, I guess it was the official AP style guide, and it's essentially, it was a book that not only set a standard for, you know, writers and what was supposed to be the media, journalists, you know, field writers, but it also had all of the definitions was filled with definitions and how you should describe blank, blank. And it wasn't woke or PC. It was just the style guide was designed so that everybody would be basically reading from the same playbook and not just making up stuff. But as we see today, you know, that's gone out the window. That's just, that's all gone. My wife said to me the other day, she was so frustrated. She was reading an online news article, and she said, I found 4 grammatical errors in the first 2 paragraphs. She said, they just don't care. I said, you're right. They don't care. There's in such a rush to put this stuff out that it barely makes it past an editor. There are some print magazines left. They're kind of hard to find, but there are some left. But the days of the editors, of the, you know, the hard-nosed J. Jonah Jameson New York editor, right, those days are long gone. Yeah, and it's too bad because those guys are the ones that kept everybody honest. They're the ones who kept everybody, you know. That's how I learned how to write. I learned by being critiqued by an editor. A no kidding editor sitting in an office on the 11th floor, you know, of a building on Broadway. And, you know, he would give me notes, and they were not nice notes. You know what I mean? That's one thing that editors never had time for, was to mince words. You know, editors, the old editors, were not PC. They were not woke. They were not worried about your feelings by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
And brevity was the watchword. I remember talking to a fellow writer, and it's got to have been more than 20 years ago, back during the days of answering machines. And I'd come home, check my answering machine, and it would say, it'd be from my editor in New York, and he'd be like, Paul, Harry Kane, call me. So I call him. I'm like, hey, Harry, what's up? He's like, nothing. What do you need? I said, I'm returning your call. Oh, I already figured that out. You need anything else? No. All right, bye. Boom, hang up. And that would be a conversation. And I was talking to another writer, and I said, yeah, I think I might have annoyed him, or and he's like, no, you didn't annoy him. That's how they are. That's how he is with everybody. That's just the way it works. He's busy, doesn't have time, and if 5 words will suffice, then that's what you're going to get is 5 words, and we're moving on. And he didn't have time to stop and worry about your feelings or how you might have perceived his, you know, it's like, no, that's not it. It was a different world. It was a better world, quite frankly.
Right.
But that's how I learned how to write. I learned how to write by taking serious critiques from real editors. And those guys, unfortunately, are all gone. And now we've got, well, you know, editors used to vet people. You couldn't just become a writer because you wanted to. You became a writer after an editor interviewed you, talked to you, gave you maybe one easy assignment, reviewed it, took a look at it, decided whether or not to take a chance at you, give you another assignment. And then, you know, when they would give you assignments and deadlines, they were testing you to see whether or not you would meet the assignment and meet the deadline. And then if you did, they'd give you a little bit more and a little bit more. And, you know, after a while, I was writing multiple regular columns and, you know, so forth. And then the internet came along and smartphones, and it killed everything.
You know, okay, so that part of it, I wonder about that part of it. I kind of think there was a little bit of suicide going on there, too. Because a lot of people just didn't seem to notice this coming on, or they didn't change with it, did they?
Well, you know what happened was, you know, as the genuine editors, you know, the cigar chomping Parker, I don't have time for your bull crap, you know, the J. Jonah Jameson guy, as those guys retired, they replaced him with ad salesmen.
Right.
They would give him the title editor, but they were actually just ad salesmen. And, you know, they were just looking to sell ads, and you know, if that meant they had to not necessarily perjure themselves, but let's say whore themselves out or whore their writers out, they had no problem doing that.
Right.
You know, I knew that it was the beginning of the end when I would get a copy of a magazine and I would see my article, and smack dab in the middle of my article would be a review of a product that I'd never seen and I'd never touched and I didn't necessarily endorse. And it wouldn't say that I wrote it, but it would, this review would just be like in the middle of my article, you know, like as a sidebar. And so the impression that they were giving the reader was that I endorsed it. And I got a little sideways, you know, because I built my reputation brick by brick, and I didn't need my reputation being tarnished by them selling the latest widget, you know, the latest Chinese widget, because they, you know, they wanted to cash a check.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I started writing. That's when about the time I decided it was time to, people say, are you still writing? I'm like, yeah, I'm writing for myself. I write for myself.
Yeah. Now, here's one thing about this, and I don't even have time to ask the question and get the answer back. But here in a minute, we got to get on the subject matter, but I'm very interested in this. So I'll ask you the question. You can answer the next little bit. When I do the show based on what interests me, and I really hope that the listener enjoys it as much as I do. But I'm always looking for something that's going to stimulate my thoughts. So, having said that, that sort of means I'm doing it for myself. Really doing it for myself. But then I'm doing it, I'm throwing it out there. What about books? That's what I need to find out from you. Paul Markle is the original student of the gun. He's now the professor. And he writes books. Student of the gun has lots of books. It also has product. It also has training. It also has video. It is basically an educational hub, if you want to go with that. And at the same time, you can buy a few things there while you're there, you know, if that's what you're looking for. Well worth your time to go give it a look. They're almost ubiquitous. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. President Biden scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco on Wednesday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan had this to say.
We're looking forward to a productive meeting. President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct. They're straightforward.
The two leaders will address some of the most fundamental elements in the relationship between Washington and Beijing. Donald Trump Jr. has testified once again in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York. The Trump family is accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. Cantaloupes are being recalled in at least 10 states, according to the FDA. Sophia Produce recalling fruit bearing the Malachita labels sold between October 16th and 23rd due to the potential for salmonella. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. When we had just left off, I was asking the professor, does he write a book for himself and then just say, I want to write this book because this is what I'm interested in today, and then he throws it out. And do you throw it out there to see, hey, you guys interested in this too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, when you do the show, you do it just like, you know, Rush Limbaugh said the exact same thing. He said, the show is based upon what interests me. He said, I'm not going to do a show any other way.
I did not know you. I did not know.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I spent back in the late 80s, early 90s. I guess it was the very early 90s, around 91, 92. I discovered Limbaugh's program, started listening to him and read his books and so forth. And a lot of this stuff stuck with me, but yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, when I write a book based on what I am interested in. You know, I've written a bunch of books in the last couple of years because, you know, my sons will say, every once in a while I'll say something and they'll be like, what do you mean? You never said that before. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm sure I've said that before. And they're like, nope, you never did. I'm like, okay, well, I've got, you know, going on 4 decades worth of knowledge and experience in my brain. I need to put it all down on paper.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years is just putting it all down on paper. So that way, at very least, there's a document of it somewhere. But yeah, you know, the new book, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL, you know, it's based upon my 35, 36, 37 years of experience and, you know, the various places I've been, the things that have changed over the last, you know, 3 decades. I don't stand the same way, that I did in 1986. I don't, you know, have the same exact gears I had in 1986 because we've evolved. It's not that we were wrong then, but you're supposed to evolve. You're supposed to examine what you're doing, and you don't just throw things away because there's something new, but at the same time, you also shouldn't keep doing something just because, quote, that's how we've always done it.
Right.
You know, and I've run into that. You know, I've become the quintessential tactical heretic. You know, people are like, and they're like, oh, that's what we do. I'm like, why? Well, because it's always been that way. Yeah, but why? Well, just because. You know, that's the, you know, the military is famous for their institutionalized stupidity. You know, and the military for generations will just do things just because, you know, and nobody knows why. And it gets to the point, I mean, I'm sure you saw this in the Army, it gets to the point where nobody can even explain to you why we're doing what we're doing.
Right.
Because we've been doing it for so long, and it's been in the three-ring binder or whatever. It was passed down, you know, from generation to generation. And finally, you know, somebody could say, why are we still doing this? For instance, you know, the clearing barrel reflexively snapping the trigger after the gun has been cleared.
Right.
Why are we snapping the trigger? Well, because that's what you do. But why? I mean, can't we just lock the... I mean, if we're handing it in through the armory window, let's just lock it to the... You know, remove the ammunition source, lock the bolt to the rear, hand it to the armory. Why are we going through this weird kabuki dance of pointing it in a bucket of sand and negligently, mindlessly snapping the trigger?
Did you see that? Did you see the guy that recently got filmed doing that in the turn-in?
No.
I think it's on Instagram or Facebook, but it looked like he had like a, it was, I think it was, I don't know if it was a SAR or an M, but I whatever it was, it, he fired into the sand.
Yeah. And of course, that's not okay. You know, they tell you, oh, well, the clearing barrel's there, you know, in the event that a round would go off and to catch it in a safe direction. You're like, and so I asked him, I'm like, okay, cool. So we can shoot into the clearing barrel. No, you can't shoot into the clearing barrel. Well, why not? Well, like you just told me that's why it's there, so we can shoot into it, right? No, you can't shoot into it. Then why are you telling people to pull the trigger?
Right.
Because that's part of the process. No, it's not. You are a moron. Stop being a moron. And, you know, that I guess that could have been the subtitle of my book.
Stop being a moron. Stop being a moron.
Stop being a moron.
You know, the when I was in, right, we would go and on our way out the range, we had to lock the bolt back, and the drill instructors would rod the gun. But then it became apparent to them that if they rodded the gun on a live round, that they would probably blow their hand off with that. So then they started changing that. But I was not into I was not in TRADOC when they made that change around. But that's what they were doing in the 80s when I signed up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the military's terrible for that. Sadly, and I know somebody might get butthurt about this, but some of the poorest firearms instructors are ones that did 20 years in the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, whatever, because they became indoctrinated. They became indoctrinated to that way. And they won't think, you know, a lot of them won't think any other way. And you know, I'm, you know, you're like, oh, that's, you know, it's not a nice thing to say, whatever. Dude, I've been playing this game for going on 40 years now. I've been there, done that, seen that. And, you know, a lot of people, they, rather than question it, they just do, you know, what's in the, I've got a great one for you. This is in my instructor book. So, we were getting ready to start the course of fire for the day training, right? We're on a range and the Navy owned and operated this range. So this Navy chief comes out and he's like, range is closed. No live fire. And we're like, okay, I'll bite. Why? Because of the fog. Okay. Well, you can't see the impact area. And if you can't see the impact area, there could be something or someone down there. I'm like, well, if somebody's in the impact area, they're absolutely wrong. And, you know, that's kind of their fault. And they're like, no, until the fog lifts, no training. Of course, in the military, you know what that means. It means we all have to, like, sit around with our thumbs up our butts, right?
Right.
And I said, here's the thing. This is the exact same range that we do our night qualification. And when we do our night qualification, we can't see the impact area. It's completely dark. So what's the difference? That, my friend, is institutionalized stupidity.
Yep. Yep, it is. Just doing it because this is the way I was taught, so hence you will learn it too.
Because.
No other reason.
Yeah, and what's sad is the people that are telling you because, boy, they dig their heels in and they get offended. You know, they're offended that you would question that.
Right.
You're a smart aleck. Yeah, I'm a smart aleck. I am a smart aleck. I'm the dude who's been telling the emperor that he's naked for 20 years.
Oh, well. It has. Well,
sometimes he's got to hear it.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, part of the problem that I see, especially with some of this dogmatic stuff, is you're not really learning anything. If you're doing something that serves no purpose, right? If you're doing something that serves no purpose.
You just become a shooting robot.
Yeah, you're just going by the steps then. And if you're just mimicking the steps, I would imagine that could be sort of dangerous for you just to mimic the steps.
Oh, it is dangerous. Some of the steps, like the reflexive trigger snappers.
Yeah, there's some of the steps that you can do is you're going to have to, there's a reason you're doing them, and you need to do it with great enthusiasm and effort. So, anyway, we're coming up on the last break, talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. His book right now is How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. Vying for the number one position at number one, number two, number one, number two. This is pretty good. Pretty good rank. I'm very pleased for Mr. Markle. Studentofthegun.com when we get back. He trains in cold weather sometimes, and when I trained in cold weather, things were completely different. I want to know what you do nowadays to stay warm and stay combat effective. That when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Lockamo talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. And you do some training in Utah, and you do some training in Utah when it is chilly.
Now, indeed.
Yeah. The stuff I got used to, I mean, the stuff that I got issued when I was in Europe, I'm sure it would have kept us warm. But, like, did you ever have to run the Mickey Mouse boots? Did you ever have to do that?
Oh, man, I tell you what, when I was with 25th Marines back 100 years ago, they were a mountain unit. And so I got issued all that huge locker full of stuff, the buffalo jacket. Remember the buffalo coat? Did you have a buffalo coat?
The one that with the one that hung low and you would snap it up between your legs to
Buffalo coats, yeah. And the Mickey Mouse boots and all that. And, of course, that was right before the kickoff of GWAT.
Yeah.
So we kind of like threw the mountain warfare into the rear view mirror and went full on desert mountain, you know. Well, I guess there's a little bit, there's some mountain warfare in Afghanistan, but not like Switzerland, like we were training for.
Right.
But yeah, the great thing about today is the gear that these kids have available is so much better.
Well, I'm sure it is. I've seen some of the various levels that they have and everything, but where can somebody like me get something like that nowadays?
Well, you know, it's too bad that things change, but Blackhawk used to make a complete layer system,
right.
And I've got a lot of that gear still. You know, Gore-Tex was just becoming a thing when I was in the first time, when I did my first active duty tour. You know, to get a good Gore-Tex top was, you know, it was something to put your hands on.
Right.
Because before that, everything was wool, and it was thick, and it was heavy. So what we do, and not only that, the gloves. Look at the advances in the gloves. You know, people are like, well, should I wear for gloves? And I'm like, dude, go online and get good ski gloves. Because people who ski need to have dexterity, right?
Right.
What do you need to have to operate your gun and your gear? You need dexterity. So, when people ask me, like, well, what should I do for gloves? You know, I was like, dude, go get good ski gloves. Now there's a lot of companies out there. Like, I really like the Sportsman's Guide Surplus catalog. I could do without all their other stuff. I don't need a buckskin, you know, koozie for my coffee cup or something. But when they put out, I think it's quarterly, they put out their surplus catalogs. I always rip through there looking for winter stuff.
Right.
A few years ago, I picked up a set of Swiss Army snow boots. Good stuff. Lightweight. They're meant to, and they're deliberately made to go in snowshoes. And I picked up, actually, did you ever have to do the tennis racket snowshoes?
No.
The magnesium tennis racket?
No, I don't know why we never got issued those, because we were in some, I mean, the Black Forest got a lot of snow.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I've got a set of the magnesium tennis racket snowshoes. And the funny thing is when they arrived in the package, the webbing is not on them. So you kind of have to figure out how to install it. It's not 100% intuitive, but thank the Lord for YouTube.
Right.
And then I've got regular, you know, civilian snowshoes too. The trick though is civilian snowshoes are loud. They pop every time you take a step because the surface you're standing on is a plastic, you know, polymer surface.
Right.
So every time you take a step, it's like that pop, 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 which nobody cares if they're just hiking around the woods. But if you're military and you're trying to be quiet, obviously you don't want that. That's what the tennis racket ones are. The tennis racket ones are super quiet, but they're fat and it's a skill, and you want to get yourself some poles, some, you know, snowshoe poles with the special, you know, caps on the end of them. But, we did that last year. We did some where we went out and, I shot some videos and, last year was very challenging. I had to wear snowshoes to get out to the barn to get hay. But that's a different, I hope we don't get that much this year. I don't need that much, but, we actually had the, you know, student university is in full swing right now. And we had a pistol class last weekend, and one of the students, he asked me, like, hey, are you going to do a cold weather training this year? And the truth of the matter is Bill, believe it or not, it's kind of hard to sell cold weather training because people like to be comfortable. Well, you got to find those hardcore people that are willing. I love it, quite frankly. I love it. I love getting out in the snow.
Well, I mean, there's a trick to it. There's a trick to staying warm. And if you can stay warm and if you learn the tricks to staying warm, and a lot of it is going to go to, and I mean, the way it was with us was our feet and our face.
Yeah.
And our hands. And
feet, face, and hands.
Drinking water, right? And I never understood any of that stuff they issued to us till I got in the Black Forest in the dead of winter. I used all that stuff. Mickey Mouse boots, the whole doggone thing.
Oh, yeah. And this many years later, they're still not cheap.
Do they still issue them?
I believe so. I believe that's still the standard.
Mickey Mouse boots?
Well, at least it was when I was in. I don't know what cold weather units are issuing now, but... So I hope that we'll have enough students to do a cold weather training this winter. We're probably going to try and schedule one sometime in January. But we are coming, you know, Student of the Gun University, and it's SOTGU.com.
Right.
SOTGU.com.
Right.
We're going to travel in this spring while there's still snow in the mountains. We're going to go head east. We're going to do a training class in Tennessee at, Task Response. They're hosting us for one in the middle of March. And then a week later, we're going to be in Texas outside of Nacogdoches, in eastern Texas doing, another pistol class.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that.
For anybody that hasn't taken, I mean, you should go to Camden. Camden is a great, when you get to Camden, Tennessee, don't let what you see there shade your opinion of what you're about to get involved in, because the training facility at Tactical Response is very, very good. It's a great training facility.
Yeah, it's actually what put Camden on the map. If it wasn't for Tactical Response, it really wouldn't be on the map.
Well,
but it is.
I'm going to try to get to this. I don't know that I'm going to be successful. But I'm going to try. I would like
to take it if I can. All right, that's the best you can do.
I'd like to take it if I can. I'd like to do it if I can. And we, you know, and this is going to be what kind of a class?
Well, it's going to be the pistol class, the 2-day pistol class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would
be kind of a flagship class.
Your class at Tactical Response. That would be very interesting to see, to do that. Then, you know, Dave does his there as well. He does one from there from time to time. It'd be good to go try that one. And every time you go and you take a tactical pistol class at Camden, Tennessee, you get free waffles. You don't actually get free waffles, but they have waffles there. And they are available, and you should go partake of the waffles, or at least they were there when I was there, in any event.
Did you go to dinner at the Mexican restaurant, LVR?
I went to the steakhouse that is sort of beside the Tactical Response. There's a little steakhouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I went to that, and that was pretty good. I was the grill there is probably new when I was young.
it's been there for a while.
So, in any event, that was some good stuff. Anyway, that's coming up in March.
Yep, middle of March.
What will be the requirement for the class? Quickly.
There, if you go to SOTGU.com, right there, it says pistol, and you click on that, and it tells you everything you need.
Okay.
Everything you need to bring, from a good attitude to a handgun to everything.
There you go. Bring some knee pads. You'll want some knee pads. Absolutely. And that'll be part of the list, though. I have no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. We suggest that. We're not going to hold your feet to the fire, but you'll be happier if you have them.
There you go. Well, thank you for joining me, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
My regards to Jared.
And it's time for dinner.
And to Zach as well. And I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Back again in 23 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.